Constable, I resign my sword.
Can't you carry us before Captain Plume, Mr. Bridewell?
Captain Plume? Ain't you got your belly full of captains yet? Come, Martin, lead him away.
Sir. Come on.
Hello.
Hello. Come on, take me
out. Scene 12, in which Justice Balance and fellow Justice of the Peace, Mr. Scruple, come face to face with the notorious rake, Jack Woodfall.
But may it please your worships, here are your prisoners. Bullock, his sister, and this gentleman, Mr. Jack Willful, which we took in the very act. The gentleman indeed behaved himself like a gentleman, for he drew his sword and swore, and afterwards laid it down and said nothing.
Give the gentleman his sword again and wait you without.
Yes, sir. Your sword, sir.
Thank you, Constable.
Come, come, Martin, you heard his worship. We must wait without.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Willful, to know a gentleman upon such terms that the occasion of our meeting should prevent the satisfaction of an acquaintance.
Sir, you need make no apology for your warrant, no more than I shall do for my behaviour. My innocence is upon an equal foot with your authority.
Innocence? Have you not seduced that young maid?
No. She seduced me.
So she did, I'll swear, for she proposed marriage first.
What? Then you're married, child?
Yes, sir. To my sorrow.
Who was a minister?
Minister? We are soldiers and want no ministers. They were married by articles of war.
Oh, hold thy preaching, fool. And pray, sir, what brought you into Shropshire?
I knew you country gentlemen want wit, and you know that we town gentlemen want money, and so...
I understand you, sir. Here, constable...
Sir.
Take this gentleman into custody till further orders.
Oh, pray your worship don't be uncivil to him, for you did me no hurt. He's the most harmless man in the world, for all he talks so.
Come, come, child. I'll take care of you.
What, gentlemen? Rob me of my freedom and my wife at once. It is the first time they ever went together.
Come along, sir.
Scene 13. In which Melinda is delighted to discover how accurate are the prophecies of the master conjurer, Dr. Conundrum.
So far the prediction is right. 'Tis 10 exactly. And pray, Mr. Worthy, how long have you been in this travelling humour?
'Tis natural, madam, for us to avoid what disturbs our quiet. What pleasures I may receive abroad are uncertain. But this I am sure of, I shall meet with less cruelty among the most barbarous nations than I have found at home.
Come, sir. You and I have been jangling a great while. I fancy if we made up our accounts, we should the sooner come to an agreement.
Sure, madam, you won't dispute your being in my debt. My fears, sighs, promises, anxieties, jealousies have run on for a whole year without any payment.
A year? Oh, Mr. Worthy, what you owe to me is not to be paid under a 7 years' servitude. How did you use me the year before when, taking the advantage of my innocence and necessity, you would have made me your mistress, that is, your slave? Remember, Mr. Worthy?
You may remember, madam.
Sir, I'll remember nothing. You have been barbarous to me. I have been cruel to you. Put that and that together, and let one balance the other. Now, if you will begin upon a new score, lay aside your adventuring airs, and behave yourself handsomely, here's my hand. I'll use you as a gentleman should be.
And if I don't use you as a gentlewoman should be, may this be my poison.
Madam. The coach is at the door.
I'm going to Mr. Balance's country house to see my cousin Sylvia. I have done her an injury and can't be easy till I have asked her pardon.
I dare not hope for the honour of waiting on you.
My coach is full, but if you will be so gallant as to mount your own horses and follow us, we shall be glad to be overtaken. And if you bring Captain Plume with you, we shan't have the worst reception.
I'll endeavour it.
Scene 14. In which Captain Plume and Sergeant Kite list their latest recruits, and Captain Brazen reveals he's about to be married.
A baker, a tailor, a smith, and a butcher. I believe the first colony plant.